Normally, we would be going into the election of deacons, but just before we do, I just need to share with you for a few minutes from my heart as a pastor at a very, very personal level. And I just ask for your hearts, your attention for the next few minutes. I need to share something that has happened this past week that has caused Sandy and my two daughters, Meredith and Angela, and I to shed tears and agonize in prayer. And we've had to make an incredibly important life-changing decision in our lives, and it will affect you as well. As you know, and I feel very sad about this because he was a friend of mine, but the General Secretary of the Assemblies of God, there's four governing officers, Superintendent Dr. George Wood, Assistant Superintendent, Secretary, and Treasurer, four officers of the Assemblies of God nationally. It was announced late last Friday that the Secretary, John Palmer, needed to very suddenly vacate that office, and I feel very bad about that and for him. The long and short of the story is that yesterday the Executive Presbytery of the Assemblies of God had a vote, and they unanimously appointed me to fill that vacancy. I had a heads up about it. We had a heads up about it on the weekend, over the weekend, and we have been agonizing in prayer. I have never loved pastoring a church more than pastoring this church right now. God's been moving. My wife's words has been like a cloud of God's presence among us in recent months. There has been unity. We're growing. We just approved 56 new members. It just is all there. And the last thing I would want to do would be to do something disruptive for this congregation. I pace the floor at nights praying, can't sleep. And Sandy and I have, in our conversations and prayer together, have just felt, and the girls, have just felt the Lord saying, follow me. And when push came to shove yesterday afternoon, I could not say no to, I believe God is asking us to do that. Although I don't feel qualified to do it, I'm surprised it came to me. I know a lot of marvelous pastors around the country that I think should have been called on. But Dr. Wood and the Executive Presbytery feel like what has been happening here at Central is something that needs to be modeled around the country. Angela, as the General Secretary, oversee the minutes of the organization and the credentialing of new ministers. And so Angela asked me the other day, so does this mean they're putting you into a desk job? And I said, well, that would be part of it. But a big part of it will be a lot of time traveling, speaking at pastors' conferences, and helping. Dr. Wood really wants the assistance in networking with the next generation of leaders in our movement. So this is ranked as one of the most agonizing decisions we've had to make, and for various reasons is a decision we had to make fairly quickly. I found myself with a kind of ominous feeling for the last month, and in fact, a week ago I was pacing the family room downstairs at our house, interceding, praying, and begging God that he would let me stay at Central for 10 more years till I retire. And none of this had happened yet. I had no reason, except I kept fighting this feeling and starting to worry and say, God, I don't ever want to leave. No, please don't. I don't ever want to leave Central. And so maybe in retrospect, the Lord was beginning to prepare my heart. We do not delight in the vacancy that requires me to have to make this decision. We do not delight in leaving Central. This has all been tough, other than a sense of calling to step into this new role. I, for various reasons, they needed to appoint me yesterday as the General Secretary. And so I am presently the General Secretary of the Assemblies of God, believe it or not. So I got two jobs right now, and I'm going to be going to just part-time pay with the church, and I'm going to work part-time here at the church. and preach up through Easter Sunday. So that's 7 or 8 weeks. That's nearly 2 months yet. We do have guest mission speakers morning and night on the last Sunday of March. But other than that, I'll be preaching the Sunday mornings and a few Sunday nights that we haven't already booked with mission speakers. And we will have some time together. And we will enjoy that time, I trust. I have confidence in Central Assembly. This isn't not built on me. This is built on all of you serving Jesus. This has become an incredibly worshipful, missional congregation. That's what I love about this place. Worshipful and missional. And if you stay worshipful and missional, amazing things are going to continue to happen. If you keep loving one another and keep seeking the face of God and keep committed to the mission, to our city and to the world, I believe God's going to keep his hand on this family, on this family. I thank you for these few moments. It's why we wanted the youth in. I love the youth of our church. And I love the seniors of our church. I love everybody in between. And thank you for being here tonight. Glenn Burnett has served as the vice chair of the board. I met with the board and disclosed to them last night, and he's just going to respond a little bit, and then I think one of the board members is going to lead us in prayer for the moment.
Let me first read a letter that we have received from George Wood, our general superintendent. Dear Central Assembly family, greetings in the Lord. On behalf of the Executive Presbytery of the Assemblies of God, I want to express to you our gratitude for your willingness to release Pastor Jim Bradford to the General Council to serve the fellowship as General Secretary. This is not an assignment he sought, nor is it one that any expected to happen just a few days ago. However, as you know, we have experienced a great sorrow in recent days. We look to Pastor Bradford because of his godly life, his strong ability, and the fact that he is the kind of leader who will make a deep mark upon this worldwide fellowship of the Assemblies of God. I know it is asking a lot of you to release such a beloved pastor. The scripture that comes to me as a template for response is that of the Antioch Church that released its two lead pastors, Barnabas and Saul, for a worldwide calling. It must have been hard for them emotionally and spiritually to say goodbye to pastors who had such a powerful influence in their lives. But in releasing them to the broader work of the Lord, flourished, and their church did as well. I know it is hard for you as well to release Pastor Jim and Sandy Bradford, but I trust you can join our Assemblies of God leadership in affirming this new calling upon their lives, that, like the Antioch Church, you can send them forth into this new calling that the Lord has confirmed in their hearts and ours. I assure you of our prayers, and I know that just as we experience the remarkable leading of the Holy Spirit in bringing the Bradfords to Central in 2004, so can we depend upon that same Spirit to help again. The Lord richly bless you and keep you in his care. For Christ and his kingdom, George O. Wood, General Superintendent. So one of our responsibilities tonight as the congregation of Central Assembly is to release our pastor to this new and broader ministry that he has been called to. Last evening, as the pastor shared what has transpired and the call that he feels, the board did take specific action in gratitude to our pastor and for his leadership to indeed release him to this broader ministry. We have all been blessed so richly in so many ways during these past 5 years as he has shepherded us individually and as families. He has taken us to greater ministry as we have reached out to this community. He has led us in the construction of marvelous facilities. He has deepened all aspects of the ministry of this church. And so for that, we are so indebted to you, Pastor Jim, and to your family for how you have blessed us, how you have ministered to us, and how you have created at Central an outreach that we had not experienced before. So as a congregation, we're going to ask Richard Hammer to come and lead us in prayer so that as a congregation, we can pray together to release our pastor and to ask the Lord to bless him as he takes on these new responsibilities. Richard.
Pastor, could I ask you and Sandy and the girls to stand here? I'd like the members of the board to gather around them and lay hands on them. Let's pray. Almighty God, on an emotional level, Lord, our hearts grieve at this news. But we take it on faith that this is your will. Just like the Antioch Church, that those leaders who were called into worldwide ministry, we see the same pattern happening here, and that the gifts that you have invested in this brother and his entire family, Lord, are going to be extended into all parts of the earth. And so, Lord, we do pray, first of all, for your anointing, your divine empowerment and wisdom to be extended unto Pastor Jim, that he will be able to perform this new role with excellence and with the anointing of the Spirit, and that he will touch this world and multitudes will come to faith in Christ and many others be mentored because we have released him to the broader ministry, Lord. And Lord, we know that this being your will, you haven't forgotten about us, and you have a plan for Central Assembly. And so in the days ahead, we pray that your divine will for this church will be made very clear to us, and so that indeed our greatest days will be ahead, Lord, and that that new pastor will be quickly selected and brought to us, Lord, and there will be an anointing upon that new person that is going to just make every ministry in this church prosper and be taken to new levels, Lord, so that indeed we will impact our community, our neighborhood, our world in ways that we have never done before. And so in this transition period, we just pray for your special presence in our church, in our services, in every ministry, in every office, and every staff member, Lord, that you would be with us. And we just pray that you would help us each to prayerfully seek your face, so that nothing less than your perfect will for this church will be done in the days ahead. And we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Well, thank you. That's very, very meaningful. And we do ask you from the bottom of our hearts that you do release us and pray for us. It'll be the first time. This summer will be 30 years that I've been a pastor and a full-time pastor. 30 years ago, this summer, June, I graduated from the University of Minnesota. And it'll be the first time I've not had a congregation to pray for me and to pastor and to love. And there's a lot of unknowns in the future, so we deeply appreciate your prayers and concerns. And let's enjoy these next few weeks together as well and make the most of them. Amen.